The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
On the phone today, we got a guy named Paul who's not getting a call back after his date. And his email says that he took a woman to the zoo.
Oh, that's a cute date.
For
like
their
that.
Date.
Yeah.
Paul, before we get into the second date update, I just want to check with you. She's of age, correct?
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah. What's up, guys?
Okay, I'm just making sure, Paul.
Yeah, she's totally legal, man.
Okay, cool. Okay. I just don't know a lot of full-grown adults just going to the zoo, but whatever. First of all, where'd you meet her, Paul?
I met her at a special place called Tinder.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm already going to give you props for coming up with a creative date idea off of a Tinder date.
Yeah, you know, that's how you do it. You know, you've got the animals going, you know, put you in the mood.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
now
know
this
about
took
all
a,
that.
Took a dark turn.
Yeah, you guys know what I mean. You know, animals, you got the monkey house, you got, you know, sometimes you come across a couple bears and they're doing their thing, and you just got to give them a little nudge and you just kind of, you know, do a wink. And
throw a little wink to the bear like, yeah, you know what I'm doing here, man. Come over here, smile for us. Maybe you can get me lucky later.
So what was it like seeing your Tinder date for the first time?
First good sign, right, is we meet up and she looks better than her pictures.
Oh, cool.
You know, because I've been in a couple of these things and, you know, you come across and it's like they're either heavier or they got like bad hair and it's kind of a bummer.
Bad hair, huh?
Guy.
I like hair, you know, it's long, it smells good, you can play with it.
Right.
You know, I'm all about, you know, it's, again, it's the animal thing. I don't know.
Okay, I'm scared to be with you at the zoo if I'm her.
Yeah.
No. You shouldn't be scared. It's all good.
Okay. All right. Wait, you've convinced me.
There you go.
Did she seem pleasantly surprised by you when she first saw you?
I think so. You know, I try to keep an honest appearance on Tinder, you know. The only thing I can maybe is like, so my friends call me Dumps.
Dumps?
Yeah, Dumps. And I'm a sanitation man. Call me garbage man, sanitation man.
Okay. All right. Sanitation professional.
So is Dumps is your nickname?
Yeah, Dumps is my nickname.
I like
and,
it.
You know, I'm like a little bit, you know, I hope I didn't smell. You know, I was working earlier, you know, in the morning. So, but I think I was all good. That's the only thing I can really think of in terms of my appearance.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. I don't feel like you should be the judge on what you smell like.
Yeah, you can't even smell it anymore.
Right.
Man.
I keep a lot of car air fresheners in my car. So, you know, I try.
All right. So tell us about your date at the zoo. How was it?
I mean, we had a really good time overall. What she wanted to see and what I wanted to see matched up pretty well. And I have like an odd taste, you know, with animals. Like we went to the snake house.
All right. So you like the snakes?
Yeah, I like the snakes. She liked the snakes.
Nice.
That was
fun.
You know, we slithered through there. Then we went over to the, you guys know those, what are they called? Cupacabra, know, the
capybara.
Oh, capybara. Damn.
They're like the big rats. Those big rat things.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to call them rats, but yeah. They're big and they're just weird and they're crawling around and I think she liked that one too. I think like she was into it.
All right, so you wowed her with your unusual animal choices at the zoo.
Yeah. I was saving the big thing for last. We were going to go see the sloth. Oh, I mean,
who doesn't love the sloths?
Dude, super cute.
Right, you know, they're so cute, and they're just, like, chilling about, and they're furry and all that. And that was, like, my big, that was going to be my big finish.
That was your big dismount to the date?
Yeah.
Go check out the sloth? Okay.
But the thing is, like, we get there, and they closed it off for, like, you know, for the next couple hours. Oh. And I tried talking to the guy that was, like, you know, because they closed it off. So I found this dude that was working there. And he said they're feeding them.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been so awesome to see. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was telling him, you know. And, you know, I got a little worked up probably.
What do you mean worked up? Are you, like, yelling at the dude because the sloth exhibit is closed?
I don't know about yelling, but I definitely made him feel really bad for not letting us in.
All right. So you were kind of being a jerk, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was being the good guy there because, you know, I have a date with me. I even offered him some money. You know, I thought we could get in there on the sly.
Wow.
You know, watch some feed.
It's like you're at a fancy restaurant trying to get that window table.
Yeah, exactly. But the guy was all not about that. He was like, he's going to lose his job or something. I don't know, man. I think it's a big con. You know, they lure you into these zoos, these sloths, and then they just break your heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now that, like, 99% sure that yelling at the sloth dude is probably the reason you're not getting a call back.
Yeah, well, it's their fault, man.
No matter what.
I think we finished it off pretty well, though. You know, like, we kind of gathered ourselves, and it was closing down, and she just didn't really seem like she wanted to be in the zoo anymore. Mm. I thought, all right, like, because, you see, the sloths were supposed to kind of chill us out. My plan was sloths, then go to my car, listen to some tunes, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you see all the other exciting stuff. You go chill with the sloth that mellows you out. You go back to your car, listen to some jazz or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, roll the seats back a little bit, you know? Like,
what?
Okay.
Are you kidding? Yeah. She's not in high school anymore. You confirmed that at the beginning of this. No one wants to make out in your car, man.
Well, okay, but it was pretty nice. We listened to some jams, and, you know, we didn't really kiss or anything because I didn't really want to, like, make that move. I was still a little, I was trying to hang, you know.
Yeah, well, you want to seem respectful, too. It's a first date. Maybe you don't want to rush in. You've already done a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, then she wanted to go back to her car, so I let her out, and, you know.
I let her out? You didn't have her locked up inside of your car, did you?
No, I didn't lock her up. I mean, our doors were locked, but she could have left. You know, I wasn't, like, keeping her in there.
Okay.
And I gotta say, I can't believe she got in the car to begin with. So maybe you were doing something more right than I'm giving you. I'm serious. Like, after a guy yelled and smells bad, like, I wouldn't get in the car. So you may have been doing something more right than I expected.
I think so, too. Yeah, don't underestimate me. That's not my first rodeo. I have taken a girl to a rodeo before. That was very good.
All right, well, we'll maybe get into that another time. But right now, let's handle this date, okay? What's her name?
Her name's Heather.
Heather, okay. Well, play a song, come back, and call Heather and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, man, hang on.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.